Moving on, though, a historic house in Tipperary with links to an infamous kidnapping is in danger of being lost, having been left empty for a number of years. Knocklofty House, which is just outside Clonmel, is one of a number of important houses here, which on Taisce say are in immediate danger due to dereliction and in some cases vandalism and theft. Brian O'Connell has more on this now. And Brian, it's probably fair to say there was something of an ambivalent and times hostile attitude towards some of our big country houses in decades past.
Yes, I think that's really fair, particularly in the early part of the 21st century. Many of our big houses during the War of Independence were burned down, and then as the 20th century progressed, some were too expensive to run. But probably from the 1990s onwards, there was a recognition they could act as a magnet for tourism and local jobs. And we've lost some notable ones in recent years, Vernon Mount in Cork, for example. Now, Knocklofty House is one of the best known country houses we have. It's been targeted by vandals and squatters, unfortunately. It was built by the Earl of Dunamore in the late 18th century and, as you said, became well known in the 1970s when Lord and Lady Dunamore were kidnapped by the IRA from the property as part of a ransom plot. They were later released unharmed in the Phoenix Park. They had formed an unlikely bond with their captors. I think there was a book written about it. So it became a hotel, Clare, 40 years ago. It's been closed in recent years. There has been a legal dispute. It's been vacant and the local campaign group has tried now to highlight its plight. Lead has been taken from the roof and parts of the interior they're now exposed. So I met at near the house with local resident and campaigner Dean McGrath.
I suppose we're looking at the current state of the once great stately manor of Knocklofty House. We have boarded up windows, lead missing off the roof, slates missing, evidence of squatters. Like, if you look at the detail that was put into the house, you can see the sculptures that are there, the money that was spent on this place and the heritage that is in this place. And in terms of just the site for a tourist attraction, it's destroyed, it's overgrown. All of this area was once a beautiful green area.
I mean, there's obviously damage inside, but it would look like it could be salvaged.
It's an impressive structure, and just here, you have to kind of be here to see the sheer scale of it, but you can imagine when this was a hotel. This lawn here was used as kind of people used to go out and, you know, have a meal. Or this was a great wedding venue. There was the ballroom was actually in the back. The back is absolutely stunning. It overlooks the river shore and over to a castle called Kilmanahan Castle. There's beautiful fishing across the shore. This whole estate backs right down onto the river. Yeah, to see it the way it is, there's a particular door there that was boarded up, so there were people squatting in there, and unfortunately they've kind of, inside, if before that was boarded up, they were lighting fires to keep warm. Like, it's actually much better than it was a year ago. It was just hanging open, the windows were broken, people were able to kind of come in and out of it. And if you were to go inside and see how the water has gone straight through the ceiling, straight from the roof down, hit the ornate ceilings, and it's just like a spider's web of water damage across it. There's a huge amount of work to go in, but if you look at the site and look at the money that's there and the potential for it, as you're saying, for tourist amenity and the southeast, which is a particularly, you know, we suffered really, really hard here in the recession. It's wild, I suppose. So it's kind of just left to its own devices, and that's really it.
And Dean there, he's part of this local campaign, Brian, to try and save the house.
Yes, yeah, Save Knocklofty House campaign. It's made up of concerned locals. Now, their concerns have been growing in recent years as they've witnessed the decline of the house, as Dean told me.
It's kind of been in limbo for a long time, since it was for sale in 2013, really. 40 years ago, thereabouts, the Dunamores, who were the lord and lady that owned the Knocklofty site, they sold it and it was transferred into a hotel. In the last 10 years, really, is when the damage has been done. As you can see, we're walking on a road now, there's craters where there used to be a lovely road that you could go in and out. And in terms of local significance, there would be so many families that would have had communions, confirmations, weddings, you know, christenings, all. It's really, really held and in high regard locally.
You have this architectural gem and potential tourist attraction which is sitting here idle, and the damage is increasing.
Yeah, it's just decaying. Now, there was €10,000 allocated just to mitigate the damp, but I think because of the legal dispute, it's hard to know who you'd get consent from to complete the works, even if the funding is there. Antashka have probably been the most active in highlighting this. Unfortunately, look, the council have done as much as they can do. You had various promises from politicians across the political spectrum. Unfortunately, while it's been highlighted, action has been a little bit short on the ground. And I think a lot of the lads in the campaign group feel a bit, I suppose, a bit disheartened.
Why is it important?
when you come here, if you were to come here and look at it, the size of it, the heritage of it, the fact that, I suppose, we have a beautiful history, an ornate history, and we're letting it decay. And unfortunately, from our point of view, this is a part of our local history and culture, and it's just decaying, decaying, decaying.
You mentioned the council there. What role does the local council have to play?
I suppose they would have a role really in terms of any planning application or change of use, because obviously it's a listed building. The planning section of Tipperary County Council has inspected the property, they've told me, and they've identified some of the threats to the building, and they continue to engage with the property owners. So I'm told every effort is being made by Tipperary County Council to try and engage with the owners to ensure that the house is maintained and protected. I did try and contact the owners, but I didn't get a response.
Okay, and you put up some pictures on Twitter so people can see the state that it's in. It's not the only property like this, though, in danger around the country, Brian.
Every year Antoshka compiles a building at risk list, and people like the Irish Georgian Society as well do a lot of work to try and shine a light on buildings that are at risk. So in Antoshka, they'd have a top 10 most at risk buildings. They would include mills, schools, a debtor's prison in Dublin, hotels, and then big country residences like this. So with this in mind, Claire, I spoke to Ian Lumley, head of advocacy at Antoshka.
All around the country, these situations are happening. When you leave a building empty, it gets neglected, gutters get blocked, water pours in, dry rot can set in. And it's particularly serious when it's an important historic building with decorative plasterwork and other features like knock lofty.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, it's a failure in the planning system. We now have a good national listing system for buildings of national and regional importance. But the system is not very good when a building is allowed to become vacant, or when there's an issue to do with a change of ownership or an administrator or a liquidator being involved. A number of those cases have happened around the country. And then we've lost major buildings in recent years that were left empty through vandalism, through break-in, through arson attacks. That happened in Vernon Mount, just outside Cork City, a house with very important interiors, and Bellcamp in North Dublin.
And Knock Lofty is one of a number of properties, I'd imagine. What are the ones that are on the danger list, if you like?
On the northern side of Tipperary is Kilcooley Abbey. There is Carrie Glass in County Longford, a very fine Tudor revival house, has been empty for years. Loch Lynn in County Roscommon, similarly. There's cases like this all around the country.
The final thing I'll ask you, Ian, is that from a historical, architectural, cultural point of view, why is it important that we hang on to this built heritage?
They're major cultural, social, amenity and economic assets for the area in which they're located. And they're you lose a house like Knock Lofty, you simply won't get it back again.
Ian Lumley there, head of advocacy with Antoshka. As I said, Brian has pictures of Knock Lofty House. We'll put them up on our Twitter account at Today with Claire.
Text 51551 Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.